we're getting the latest news on protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black teen in Madison on Friday night. Officers were responding to a call about a man wandering in and out of traffic, according to Madison Police Chief Mike Koval. Koval said the officer followed the teen to an apartment and forced entry after hearing a disturbance in the home. According to Koval, 19-year-old Tony Robinson assaulted the officer, who then shot and killed him.
Almost immediately, crowds started forming at the crime scene. Since the shooting, there have been several protests and community meetings. Today, there were staged walkouts at several Madison high schools. Here's a clip from one of those walkouts.
We are Tony Robinson!
We are Tony Robinson!
I am Tony Robinson!
I am Tony Robinson!
Where we stand, the better we fall!
United we stand, the better we fall!
United we stand, the better we fall!
United we stand, the better we fall!
Here now to tell us what's going on today is Mary Spacuzza. She's state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been covering demonstrations in Madison today. Mary, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So can you give us a roundup of the various protests, demonstrations planned around Madison today?
Sure. Well, large groups of students walked out starting at about a little before 10:30 in the morning. Hundreds from Madison East marched along East Washington and entirely closed the road. They were joined by some students from O'Keefe Middle School. They marched to the Capitol, also stopped by Willie Street, where the shooting occurred, and then came to the Capitol and met with students from UW-Madison and other schools. The rotunda was really full and quite loud with the chanting from protesters. And then after gathering at the Capitol, they left, marched along State Street, and then went to the city county building where Mayor Soglin came out to speak to the crowd.
About how many students, and I understand this is high school, as you say, middle school students and some UW students, how big was the protest?
It sounds like the state was estimating about 1,500 inside the building at the peak of it, which was probably just after noon.
So throughout the day following these protests, how would you describe the mood of what's been going on?
You know, I think a lot of the protesters were certainly angry and concerned. They were peaceful from everything I saw. I did not hear of any arrests. We're checking on that to make sure. But a lot of people were chanting, you know, I am Tony Robinson, we are Tony Robinson, chants of no justice, no peace, arrest the police, things like that. So definitely a lot of frustration, but I did not see any violence. And police were actually helping to close the streets for protesters. These are major roads to East Washington, South First. So police were there, but I didn't see any incidents.
I wanted to ask about that. A lot of people have been watching and comparing and contrasting Madison's response to these protests with protests in Ferguson, Missouri after the shooting there. Sounds like less of a confrontational approach would be an understatement.
I would say so, and I asked Mayor Soglin about that on Saturday night, asked about the comparisons to Ferguson, and he said that he did not want to reflect on that. He wanted to be focused on making Madison the best place it could be for all residents. There have been some people saying Madison is not Ferguson. For example, the police chief and Mayor Soglin went to talk to Tony Robinson's family on Friday night, early Saturday morning in the wake of the shooting. The police chief, Chief Koval, put out a statement today apologizing to the family and saying, you know, I'm sorry, reconciliation cannot begin without my stating I'm sorry, and I don't think I can say this enough. And said that he hopes with time Tony's friends and family can, I think he said, search in their hearts to render some measure of forgiveness. So Mayor Soglin's comments, he did not apologize. He tried to kind of address larger issues of racism, school funding, things like that. I would say he was kind of shouted down by the crowd at times. For example, when he said the death of Tony Robinson, others in the crowd who the protesters yelled murder. They wanted him to call it a murder, which he did not. So he spoke briefly to the crowd.
Who were some of the other either political figures interacting with the protest today or community leaders leading it? Who did you see there?
I saw quite a few, a lot of students, actually, a lot of organizers from Young, Gifted, and Black. Some organizers from Milwaukee were also there. I did see some of Tony Robinson's family members. However, they were there more observing. I didn't see them marching. And then some of his friends actually joined in a car, and it seemed like his closest friends were in the car kind of leading the marchers along East Washington and Willie Street.
You mentioned at least some protesters coming from Milwaukee. Are you seeing much in the way of out-of-the-state media showing up to cover this, looking at this as the next step in this national issue going on?
Definitely, yeah. Outside the shooting scene, I've seen quite a few TV trucks. I've seen national media coming in. I don't know every station that was there, but I definitely saw some unfamiliar faces from outside of Wisconsin who had come in to cover this.
And is this a theme you're seeing from protesters, not just that this is a local issue, but connecting it to all the stories we've been hearing about around the country over the last year or two?
Yes, definitely. A lot of the Young, Gifted, and Black protesters and others were saying, comparing this to Ferguson or New York or other incidents where unarmed Black men have been shot and killed by police officers.
And there have also been protests going on since almost just after the incident itself on Friday night. What kind of things did we see over the weekend?
Over the weekend, it seemed like people gathered pretty quickly on Friday night. Over the weekend, there was a meeting at 10:30. There was a rally around noon, another community meeting at about 4 p.m. that drew a large number of community leaders, church leaders. Mayor Soglin was there as well. And people read a statement, the family members read a statement from Tony Robinson's mother, and then people took turns at the microphone talking. So that was through the weekend. There were candlelight vigils. I would say this has been the biggest protest that I've seen in the wake of this shooting so far.
And is there expected to be a continued protest presence through the week?
It sounds that way. It sounds like I believe there's going to be a meeting tonight that some protesters were planning on attending, if not possibly interrupting. I'm not entirely sure what the plan is, but it does sound like this is not the last protest we've seen and that they might continue to grow from here.
Now, you mentioned that Police Chief Mike Koval had apologized in a statement. What else are we hearing from him and police leadership in Madison about the incident and about the protests and how they're dealing with that?
He put out the statement, which I thought was certainly different than what we heard coming out of Ferguson. Brad Schimmel put out a statement, our new attorney general put out a statement kind of outlining a little bit more about how the investigation into the shooting is going to take place. I know Representative Mark Pocan, our congressman from Madison, put out a statement saying basically that there are more questions than answers right now, and he wants to make sure there's open dialogue and that, you know, these questions are answered. Governor Walker put out a statement that his thoughts and prayers were with the family and everyone involved, and that he noted he had signed a bill last year that basically calls for independent investigations into officer-involved shootings.
And you mentioned the Attorney General's statement. I'm holding that here. And one key point that the Attorney General and others have made is there's a lot of information they're not going to release in hopes of not contaminating, is the word, I think, potential witnesses.
Right. Yeah. I don't think I think people probably want answers a lot sooner than they're going to get them because they have to follow this investigation process. But I think that they're probably worried about giving too much information before their investigation is complete.
And do we have any kind of timeline on when that investigation is going to get rolling and be complete?
I think it's already underway. I have not heard any kind of updates or estimates on when they'll finish it. I think that they're still gathering information and asking people who have any kind of information to come forward. I have not gotten an estimate on how long they expect that to take.
Mary, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That's Mary Spicuzza, state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's covering the protests and demonstrations today in Madison. You can follow her Twitter feed. She's got a lot of information and photos up there on what's been going on in the protests in the shooting of an unarmed Black teen in Madison.